between the Big Bopper, Chuck Berry, and John Lennon, or Joe Jackson throwing the World Series for the Chicago White Sox.
That's right.
That was a different Joe Jackson. But I've been upstaged. So we're going to do stuff about UFOs instead, because you just can't go wrong with UFOs. So you're listening to the New Breakfast Stop on WRIR-LP 97.3 FM Richmond.
Good evening, my fellow Americans.
Big Heil!
Ear infections are a common problem for kids.
Wild animals like squirrels, pigeons, or skunks may have moved in to raise their young.
Gross! You have roaches.
Thank you.
And now Chief Bob with a special message. But first, boys and girls, let's listen to this.
Five bells.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Presenting the true-to-life story of fire, fire! Fires burning and fire burning and fire burning fire.
Fire!
Boil cans next to the hot cinder box. In a moment, you can help fire, but first, boys and girls, let's listen to this message.
Hello, boys and girls. I suppose a good many of you do your playing after school in dried leaves, rubbish, separately or a combination of them that always seem to be around town. If you and your friends would make a possible fire minute, it would be a nicer place to play. You just remember that. Now till we meet again next time, so long.
Be sure to join us next time for another exciting episode of
Fire!
There's only one way out. Go bathe yourself in fire.
And I was lying in the grass by a river. And as I lay, the grass turned to sand. And the river turned to a sea. And suddenly the sea burst into flames. And the sand was burning. And I breathed in. And there was smoke in my lungs. And there was fire in my brain. And I looked around me. And there were all these shapes being sucked into the flames. And they were writhing and trying to escape. And I knew that I had to get out. And I looked above me and I saw a shape that was smiling down at me and beckoning, saying, "Come out home!" And I raised myself and I tried to get out of the flames, and I was getting higher and higher and higher and higher. And I reached out towards the shape. But as I reached out, the shape shattered, and my hands were empty, and I was falling into the flames. I knew that I was gonna burn, and oh, it's so hot in here, let me out, please!
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you
fire. I'll take you to burn. Take you to learn. I'll see you burn.
You've worked hard and you saved and earned, but all of it's gone to burn. And your mind, your time, your mind, you know you've really been so bad. Now's your time, burn your mind, you've fallen apart and far behind. Oh no!
You're gonna burn. Fire to destroy all you've done. Fire to end all you've become. I'll feel you burn.
You've been living like a little girl in the middle of your little world. And your mind, your tiny mind, you know you've really been so blind. Now's your time, burn your mind, you've fallen far too far behind. Ooh.
Fire, I'll take you to burn. I'll take you to learn. You're gonna burn. You're gonna burn. You're gonna burn. Burn, 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 burn.
When we eat food, you're never eating wrong. When you eat food, that's right.
Love that shine.
And that was Gong with Radio Gnome Invisible. Before that, we heard a mashup of Arthur Brown, Steve Hillage, who's the guitar player from Gong, and Kraftwerk from their very first vinyl release, Kraftwerk, which is very, very different from the electronic stuff that came out before that. Anyway, you're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. My name is Alan. I am the new breakfast snob here every Saturday from 1 to 3. 3 o'clock brings you Songs from the Big Hair, music of the 1980s. 5 o'clock brings you River City Limits, music of Richmond. And broadcast of WRIR is made possible in part by the Hoppy Dog, Jackson Ward's Gourmet Market at 321 Brook Road, just north of Broad Street in Richmond's downtown Gallery District. The Hoppy Dog features American craft and imported beers, international wines from small family vineyards, and local and gourmet foods. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 1 to 9, and Sunday, 1 to 6. On Facebook, Twitter, and the web at thehoppydog.com. Okay, it's 25 minutes and after 1 o'clock, and I promised some UFO stuff. I kind of got sidetracked by the fire meltdown that was supposed to come later. But hey, you know, they're out there. And I want to believe.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to radio station EXP. Tonight we are featuring an interview with a very peculiar-looking gentleman who goes by the name of Mr. Paul Caruso on the dodgy subject of are there or are there not flying saucers, or UFOs. Please, Mr. Caruso, could you give us your regarded opinion on this nonsense about spaceships and even space people?
Thank you. As you all know, you just can't believe everything you see and hear, can you? Now, if you will excuse me, I must be on my way.
Mr. Hendricks, a lot of people found the Wallkill assembly startling, even surprising. What would you say to them?
Well, from now on, a lot of people are going to find a whole lot of things 10 times more startling, 10 times more surprising. All depends on where their head's at. Let's pretend that a flying saucer's coming down. Instead of checking it out or really seeing what it's about, they're going to try to shoot it down, first of all. In other words, an unknown thing. So this is very unknown to the people who are surprised, isn't it? But they should try to get into it, see what it's really about. People today.
One of the things you see is very close to hand. That's inside is what makes you a better man. It's alright to buy some things. But look at what happened to all the kings and queens. Mirror, mirror up on the wall. Some kids fat, some kids tall. Yeah.
They can do anything they want to do, it's up to themselves, with the right intentions.
And when you know you got the strength, oh, you can carry on. You keep going and going and going until you're gone. Truth turns into love, and love turns into strength, but there is still life.
Matter of fact, what we're trying to stress also is, like, music should be done outside in a festival type of way, just like they do it anywhere else. And like if they can have more gigs like this in Harlem. You know, you can play outside, say for instance, 3 days. And the fourth day, you play half the day outside, for instance, and maybe the other time in the Apollo, you know, four shows or whatever, you know. And the idea of people really listening to music over the sky, you know, in such a large body. It's showing that it's leading up to love, peace, and harmony. For anybody, and a chance for anybody. for everybody to see these type of festivals, how everybody knits together. You wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it. Different strokes for different folks, that's all I can say. Sly and the Family Stone, I think, said that. Because I'm more comfortable with a guitar in front of people.
Mirror, mirror up on the wall. Some kids fat, some kids tall. Yeah. Mirror, mirror all in my brain. Can you excuse what I'm going to say? Somebody's been lying to me. I ain't putting no figures. The number's all wrong.
I just want to talk to you. I want to do you no harm. I just want to know about your different lives of this here people farm. I heard some you got your families living in cages tall and cold. Some just stay there and dust away past the age of old. Is this true? Please let me talk to you. I just want to know about the rooms behind your minds. Do I see a vacuum there? Or am I for growing blind? Or is it just a remains for vibrations echoes long ago? Things like love the world and let your fancy flow. Is this true? Please let me talk to you. Let me talk to you. I have lived here before, the days of ice. And of course this is why I'm so concerned. And I come back to find the stars misplaced and the smell of a world that's burned. A smell of the world that is burned. Yeah, well, maybe maybe it's a change of climate. I can dig it, baby. I just wanna see. So where do I purchase my ticket? I just like to have a ringside seat. I wanna know about the new Mother Earth. I wanna hear and see everything. I wanna hear and see everything. I wanna hear and see everything.
Choose our inner friends.
like the love and laughter in the air.
Oh, me, oh, my, there's a light in the sky.
In 77, the light shone from our hearts and from our eyes. We looked into the ethers and we saw that they were very much alive. The sources were teasing us to find a higher energy, to put a twinkle in our mind's eye so we can rise and be all that we can be.
I remember my father was a particularly strong man. His health seemed perfect, at least to the eyes of a 7-year-old. But then he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. 3 months later, my dad, Michael, died.
I'm Jennifer Landon. Today we know a lot about preventing cancer. If you smoke, quit. Eat more vegetables and fruits. Have more vegetarian and vegan meals.
These steps are powerful for you and your whole family. For more information, call 1-866-906-WELL or visit cancerproject.org.
Watching like a fly, fly on the wall, seeing like a spy behind the tone.
nickel drop when I was on my way beyond the Rubicon. What did I do? And of the things that I can handle, none of the ones with a candle. What should I do? I'm a fighting fickle person, fighting crying, kicking, cursing. What should I do? Oh, after all the folder rolling, hauling all the cold stuff, all I do. Can't take a good day without a bad one. Don't feel just a smile till I had one. Where did I learn? I make a fuss about a little thing. The rhyme is losing to the riddling. Where's the turn? I don't want a home, I'm doing that. Home is where my habits have a habitat. Why give it turn? Oh, after all the folder rolling, hauling all the cold stops, what did I learn? I'm likely to miss the Maven if I stop to cry or complain again. So I will keep a deliberate pace. Let the damn breeze dry my face.
And that was Fiona Apple from Extraordinary Machine with Better Version of Me. Before that, the Phantom Band from 2010's release The Wants with Into the Corn. Guru Guru out of Germany did Italy Kill. Area 27 did Human Alien and started it off with the Steve Hillage solo record. Motivation Radio, straight out of my high school years. Light in the Sky was the name of that. That was about it for the UFOs. We might get into some more UFO later, but who knows? It's 1:54 at WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. My name's Alan, the new breakfast snob. I'm here every Saturday from 1 to 3. I want to tell you that broadcast of WRIR is made possible by the 2012 Culture Expo, spotlighting the Richmond region's nonprofit arts and culture organizations. Over 70 organizations will dance, sing, draw, paint, read, and bring culture to life at this all-day family event, Saturday, June 23rd at the Science Museum of Virginia. Visit richmondcultureworks.org to learn more. All right, got about 5 minutes at 2 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, it turns into 2 o'clock. But, hey, you know what they say, this is always the case.
Yeah. inside some more. Anymore, anymore, can I take it anymore? Gotta get a whip and storm off the wall. Crazy. He's gonna come and get me. I gotta get me, get up, run. They got the sirens loose. I ran right out of juice. They gonna put me in a cell. If I can't go to heaven, well, then let me go to hell. Crazy. Don't go crazy, you know.
Gary Numan, the Mock Man from Replicas, and with Gary Numan with the Two Boy Army. Before that, Queen from Sheer Heart Attack with Stone Cold Crazy. It's 2 o'clock at WRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. My name's Alan, the New Breakfast Snob. I want to let you know that broadcast of WRIR is made possible in part by Rostov's Coffee and Tea, family-owned and operated. Rostov's roast coffee on premises daily and offers coffee, tea, accoutrements, and cups to go. Rostov's Coffee and Tea, 1618 West Main Street, on Facebook, Twitter, and the web at rostovs.com. All right, it's 1 minute after two. I've got a three-song tribute to one of my favorites, Shirley Manson of Garbage. They got a new record out, but She was in a band called Goodbye, Mr. McKenzie, and then a band called Angelfish, and of course now Garbage. So we're going to start off with a cut from 1988. This is Goodbye, Mr. McKenzie, with You Generous Thing. And she's only singing backup on this. She's a keyboard player. It's some guy, some dude. He stole all the thunder.
Heartbreak to hate.
Yes, I would, but you didn't give me your number. That was Shirley Manson with I Hate Love, Garbage, Not Your Kind of People, coming to Richmond in a little while, the day before my birthday, hint, hint, hint. Before that, Angel Fish with Heartbreak to Hate from Angel Fish 1994 release on that. That was, of course, Shirley's band before Garbage. And after Goodbye, Mr. McKenzie, that started off the set with You Generous Thing You from their album Good Deeds and Dirty Rags. They had quite a few records out. They were fairly successful in Scotland, from what I understand, wherever Scotland is. Anyway, it's 14 minutes after 2 o'clock at WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. My name is Alan. I'm the new breakfast snob, and broadcast of WRIR is made possible in part by VCU Arts, a nationally ranked program featuring 16 visual, design, and performing arts departments and a campus in Qatar, arts.vcu.edu. All right, 15 minutes after 2 and 45 minutes, songs from the Big Hair will begin with music from the 1980s. But we're going to go back to 1968, and you'll know who this is. This is the happy side of Chef.
Broken in two. pride. That's all that I have left. Sure, let me hide the tears and the sadness you gave me. I didn't ask you for it, but you gave me when you said goodbye. Oh, mama, walk on by. Make believe you never see the tears and cry. So do me a favor and walk on by. Please, oh, walk on. Walk on by.
Hi, we're Screaming Females.
And you're listening to WRIR 97.3 FM.
Richmond Independent Radio.
This is Aaron from Tall Furs.
This is Allison from Awesome Color.
And we're reminding you that if it's time to get the lead out, you're probably going to have to switch away from WRIR Richmond Indie Radio.
97.3.
Mary wants to be a superwoman, but is that really in her head? But I just want to live each day to love her for what she is. Mary wants to be another movie star, but is that really in her mind? And all the things she wants to be, she needs to leave behind. Wish that you knew me too very well, and I think I can deal with everything going through your head very well, and I think I can be very well. Wish that you knew me too very well, and I think I can cope with everything going through your head. Mary wants to be a superwoman and try to boss the bull around, but does she really think that she'll get by with a dream? A woman wants to be a superwoman, and I just had to say goodbye, because I can't spend all my hours dying to cry.
Summer's gone and love cannot be found. Where were you when I needed you last winter, my love? When the winter came, you went further south, parting from love's nest, leaving me in doubt. Where are you when I need you? Say now you have changed, but tomorrow will reflect love's past. When the winter came, you were not around. Through the bitter winds, love could not be found. Where were you when I my love?
Wonder, Superwoman, Where Were You When I Needed You? Before that, that might have been me. And before that was Isaac Hayes with Walk On By from Hot Buttered Soul, 1968. You can raise money for WRIR without spending your own money. It happens at the Culture Expo on Saturday, June 23rd. Register online at richmondcultureworks.org. It's free. Then come to the Science Museum on the 23rd. You'll receive an envelope full of culture bucks. You donate your bucks to WRIR and other cultural groups at the expo. One culture buck equals $1. There's $75,000 to give away this one day. You can help WRIR earn thousands of dollars. Remember, register online at www.richmondcultureworks.org. Come to the Science Museum on June 23rd and spend your bucks at the WRIR booth on the mezzanine.
Three, four. squares. Be careful that you don't step on the bears. There are bears on the stairs, often pairs, and they're very hard to get along with. So be careful not to utter a sound that will disturb. There's something about honey makes a bear kind of funny, especially when it's time to eat.
Thank you. you get down. And blues, they go for a quarter. Guaranteed to satisfy. It's a real funky deal.
Records by J.J. Cale. Before that, I'll Kiss the World Goodbye by the same dude. Rock and Roll Records are being queued up right now by Jack McHale. He's going to be bringing you songs from the Big Hair, and it's looking like vinyl over there, so keep it tuned right here, so you're going to get a blast from the past on WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. My name's Alan. I'm the New Breakfast Knob here every Saturday from 1 to 3. I'll be back next Saturday. I want to thank you all for tuning in and checking out what we got going on. I'm going to tell you what we just heard before. J.J. Cale was Grace Slick and Paul Kantner from Baron Von Tollbooth and the Chrome Nun doing Fishman. Big Brother and the Holding Company from their first album featuring Janis Joplin did Blind Man. Quicksilver Messenger Service from a compilation. I'm not sure what the original record that was. I hadn't heard that before. The song was called Bears. That was very unusual for that band. It's kind of a novelty song. Speaking of unusual, Warren Zevon from his first record did a version of Iko Iko, and we started off the set with Stevie Wonder, Superwoman. I mean, we finished off the last set with Stevie Wonder. It's 7 minutes to go. I'm going to play one more song, then I'm going to be turning it over to Mr. Jack. Do you got an alias? Derek Sunshine. How could I forget that? This used to be his spot.
Yeah, it's a good spot.
Yeah. Anyway, have a great Saturday, everybody. We're going to play one more song, and then I'm going to go do something else. Oops. No.